You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton. And joining us right now, a man that has worked his way around the old amplitude modulation dials, amongst others, longtime extraordinary sportscaster Mark Daniels. Marcus.
Hello, John.
Marcus, I was trying to come up with a number out of the top of my head. How many high school basketball games you did play-by-play for over your career? Do you have a number?
I don't know. Maybe 15 to 20 times 25 to 30. How much is that?
That's a lot. I don't know.
Ballpark. Somewhere out there. Quite a few.
Quite a few.
A lot of gyms.
A lot of high school. Mark, Todd, did you figure it out? Did you add it up?
We're working on it, Mark.
Why didn't you have to come up with math to start out, Mark? Real nice. Hey, I was just talking about something, and I tried to not get overly whatever, but I just get so mad when I think about this.
Carry the one.
I know you and I talked about this a lot, but the sectionals at the Brown County Arena were one of the, and I've covered sports for a million years as well as you did in high school sports. That is one of the greatest 750. That would be 750 games, Mark. You got to come out of retirement, get to 1,000.
Yeah,
there we go.
But that was one of the greatest sporting events. We can talk Super Bowls. We can talk NCAA tournament. We can talk anything. Wasn't that a great sporting event at the Brown County Arena for high school sectional basketball in the month of March?
Yeah. The Green Bay West sectional. Yeah. I think West High School probably hosted it most of the time. Then they kind of rotated the host school, which was in charge of, you know, the volunteers and everything else from year to year. But it was always, Henry Atkinson and the boys putting together the sectional at the old barn. And I didn't even care if a local team got to state. I didn't have to go to Madison to the field house because this was as good of an atmosphere as that, just to get there. The Thursday night Class B semifinals would be packed. Yeah. It would just be packed with these small towns coming in. And then Friday night, you hope would have a city school there in the Division or Class A semifinals. And then Saturday afternoon and Saturday night, couldn't beat it. Great 3 days of high school hoops.
Why did they get rid of that, Mark?
Well, money.
I suppose part of that too, Jim, but they went to, you know.
Because we got the girls.
They went to four divisions, then to five divisions, and they wanted to get neutral sites for sectional finals just for competitive fairness. The rec center was built next door, and they just decided, yeah, I'm not sure what the rental situation was or anything like that, but they just moved away from it.
But, Mark, when you talked to a lot more of these directors than I did, but when we went down there for the presentation, we always sold the fact Shadows of Lambeau Field champions and, great for the kids. And the hotels in Green Bay, I didn't go down there like you did and stay in the hotels, but if the team was staying in their hotel, they would decorate it their colors.
Absolutely.
I mean, they really reached out.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Kind of what they've done with the girls' tournament now
yes.
over the last how many years.
Right.
Yeah, they do a fantastic
they do.
Job.
They really
with
do.
With the girls' state tournament in that regard.
Right.
Really roll out the welcome wagon. Get you into Lambeau Field with a little sneak peek kind of thing or, mm-hmm. Bring the teams in there and have something for them.
Right.
And they did that for the guys, back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. Well, I'm not sure when they finally called it out of there, but quite a while.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, Mark, I still have people come up to me, guys that play, says, Mino, I remember you, and this is a funny thing, too, I'm sure you've gotten this, too. They're probably, I don't know if maybe you were there, Mino, you did my game at the Brown County Arena sectionals against Reidsville. Well, I didn't, I wasn't doing my I stopped arguing with them.
I was at a lot of games. The first high school game I ever called at the arena was Premontre's game against Fox Valley Lutheran, and I was doing it for the Premontre radio station.
No kidding.
That was the 76. The WISA tournament was there, too,
oh,
remember?
That's right.
So we'd see Premontre Pennings or Manitowoc Roncalli get out of there and go down to, the Milwaukee Arena for the WISA State tournament. But anyway, yeah, that was the 76, I think, regional final. My cadets going down to the Foxes.
Wow.
And I started calling games, I think, there maybe early 80s once I got over to at the time, GEE was doing games.
Hey, someone who's
WNFL.
I got to ask you, though, someone who's done 750 games and probably more than that because maybe didn't carry the two. Anyway, does one stand out, Mark?
Does one stand out?
Yeah.
Out of the high school, things I remember about that. Here's a funny one. I had a box of old tapes, that I took from the office when I retired. I mean, reel-to-reel tapes, and I had to find out what it was. So I found a reel deck, and I slapped it on. It was the 84 sectional final, Green Bay East, Appleton East. Patriots won it at the buzzer, and I'm calling the game with Brown County Judge, then District Attorney John Zukowski as my analyst.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
It was really funny. Really funny listening to that thing. Great game.
So,
great game.
Mark, high school basketball these days, where is it at? I mean, things have changed, obviously, in the city schools of Green Bay. I mean, 80, you talk 84, that's when I came to town, and boy, West had some athletes. East had some. Southwest had athletes. I mean,
but they haven't been back to state since.
I was just
looking that up. I mean, Preble, East was the most recent city public school to get to state, and that was 2000.
Wow, 25 years.
25 years ago.
Unbelievable.
Preble
happened, Mark?
Preble hasn't been to state since 91, West since 83, Southwest won an only trip to 1974. 50 years.
Unbelievable.
But...
And I remember when I moved to Green Bay, and I just couldn't wait to cover the high school sports here because we'd get the Press Gazette on Sundays growing up, just to read about the pack. That was the only.
Yeah.
And, boy, and I'd read about these schools. I'd read about Premontre, and, they're saying, like, six kids to I remember one time there was a picture of Premontre's offensive line, I think it was, in the paper. And they're like, it was like, 6'4", 260, and they're like, our guys were 5'9", 180. It's like, wow,
yeah,
Green
Bay. When Premontre won the state football title in 70, maybe, their O-line was bigger than the Packers' O-line.
Unbelievable.
Across the board, average size.
I mean, high school sports in Green Bay for a kid from the little UP was just like, holy crap, this is a whole different level.
Yeah.
And it was for a few years, and then it just, later 80s, just started dropping. Huh, Mark? Mark Daniels, by the way, is our special guest.
Yeah, kids found something else to do. I think that was part of the deal. It's really changed now. But with AU club stuff, the resources being poured into kind of developing athletes, and quite honestly, what's souring me a little bit is the movement of these kids. If it's not working out with this coach or this school, they just jump over to another school and play over there. And it's just not the same where you said, hey, here comes this. I heard about this freshman. Can't wait to see what he's like when he's a senior. Many of them don't stick around and finish it out anymore.
Yeah, that is true. And plus, we've had a little bit of growth outside the city.
You
look at Ledgeview.
Bayport.
Bayport.
West DePere.
Right.
Yeah.
DePere, great programs. I am impressed with how a lot of schools are investing, though, in their athletic departments, these facilities around.
Oh.
That's just stupid.
Unbelievable.
Nice. That's a good thing. But, we haven't really seen... I mean, I was in awe of Dave, Mason and Jerry Tagey going from West to Nebraska and stuff like that when I was a kid growing up. I'm going, wow, that is unbelievable. I don't, outside of a few occasions with a couple of guys here and there, go to big-time programs in any of the sports.
Yeah.
Mark, what was the best rivalry? Was it East and West when you first started out?
In high school sports?
Yeah.
Premontre Pennings is the one I grew up in. I mean, that was the rivalry, to tell you the truth. I don't know. Yeah, East West was great. I mean, doing that 100th game was really a lot of fun.
That was cool.
But yeah, there's just a lot of great local rivalries. You know.
Yeah, I remember that East West game. I was
the 100th anniversary.
100th anniversary.
Yeah, we televised that one.
So cool.
Yeah, and I had
had the Badger band there.
I think that was an election. Yeah. That was an election year. So I had
you were there.
One side.
Yeah,
one and the other side.
You were shaking hands. Yeah. You were kissing babies. I saw it. I think we put you on the air that day, to be honest with you.
Did.
Hey, Mark, what are some of the things when you look back, though, on your career in high school sports around here? And, I mean, we'll save Packers for another day or whatever, but
yeah.
I just think of March as a high school sports month. I just love high school tournaments and college tournaments and everything.
Yeah, no, I think of things. I go back to, a couple of teams, you know, and we talked about, you know, having me come on to talk about the sectional. You know, there was some really cool teams that I grew attached to. Didn't win, but Valder's got out of the arena 3 years in a row with Dick Nelson, and he had some really great teams, and they finished second 3 years in a row. The Seymour run with John Murphy, guys, is unbelievable. You know, they made 8 straight appearances at state out of the Broad County Arena and played in 7 straight championship games in Division II.
It's amazing.
I can't think of a school that's ever done anything like that.
Wow.
You know, in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. Unbelievable.
Hey, Mark,
what they were doing.
Two stories that when you just mentioned that just popped into my head. Pennings in their last year winning state and Clintonville that 1 year with Coach Brunick, with Carl, when they won state. They weren't expected to do anything and they won state. Those were two that jump out in my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The great run Pennings had in their final year as a school was amazing. And then I think the Notre Dame girls, we haven't talked much girls, but I did a lot of girls games and I that recall. Their first year in WISA, I think they won with Mark Olenicek as head coach. And then I remember the Preble girls, Divine Savior, Holy Angels, 3 overtime game down in Madison that I called. I think that's the only 3 overtime game in girls state tournament history. That one I recall. Chandra Schmeichel hitting some bombs for the Hornets to keep them alive. They're starting to. You've opened the memory flood bank here, John.
Well, you know what? When you mentioned that too, I was thinking of a game at state for the girls when one of the Milwaukee schools. One of you'll know, and they were playing Xavier, I think, and Xavier scored right at the buzzer, and the girl from the Milwaukee school threw up a half court. She traveled. She took like 3 steps, but the refs let it go, and she made the shot. Do you remember that one, Mark?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mark, I remember the Ashwaubenon steal and score, for their title. It's just amazing. Plays.
Can you stick around for 1 minute, Mark?
Unbelievable.
Can you stick around? We got a quick break, okay?
Sure.
Right back. Mark Daniels, our very special guest. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. 31 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh. We're with longtime legendary sportscaster Mark Daniels talking high school sports. It is the month of March. Just love high school basketball tournaments. Mark, some of the best athletes in your career, going back to your high school days even, that have come through Green Bay.
Since we're on the hoops, Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
I think he came as a sophomore when Dick got the GB job and jumped into the Preble starting lineup immediately and got that team to state as a junior.
Mark, let me just jump on that. I got to tell you a basketball game I'll never forget. It was at Green Bay Southwest, and it was for the first round of the playoffs. And it was Tony was a sophomore, Preble against Marinette. And you want to talk about two high-level athletes. I think they were both sophomores, Mark. And it was Tony Bennett going up against Messenger from Marinette, who then went and started for 3 years as a defensive back at the University of Wisconsin. And they were going head-to-head. They're both sophomores. And it's like, wow, these are two really good 5'10 athletes here.
Did you know that back then? I mean, looking at them?
Well, they stood out because, like, these are only sophomores. I remember how – here, you know what the difference is between – different areas, and just not to get into it too much, but quickness is such, and they were the two quickest guys I had seen. Mm. You know, one, like I said, goes and plays Big Ten football. Well, the other one, you know, plays in the NBA.
Yeah.
They stood out, Mark, at that young age. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were just so much more skilled, and you're right. Get what they want with the ball, off the ball. Really just smart, good basketball players. You know, over the years, there was just so many. But I'm certainly one that stands out. Individual athletes.
I heard Greg Knafel was about as good of an athlete as you'd find around here.
Greg?
Yeah. I mean, he went to Notre Dame, you know. I mean, basketball,
yeah.
Football, everything.
Played quarterback on my high school teams, was on the hoops team. Yeah, really good athlete. Good family, obviously. His brother Guy was a really good athlete, obviously. You know, Gary was, you know, heck of a tight end with the pack. So, yeah, Greg was solid.
I saw his brother play when I was at Arizona State. They played Northwestern. His brother was a starting defensive back for Northwestern.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, played safety for the Wildcats.
Yeah. I mean, pretty
you know, speaking of Rankin from Pennings, you know, went down to Northwestern. He was really, really good.
There have been some great athletes that come through here. And a little bit before our era, I mean, we were kids, or I would have been. You and I are both the same age, basically. And, you know, we would have watched the Taggies and the Andersons and these guys that Masons, you know, that went huge. I mean, nowadays, I mean, Nebraska would be like somebody now going to Alabama or Georgia, wouldn't it, though, Mark? I mean, it was like the elite school in the country.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, it really was. I mean, Bob Devaney, you know, was winning national titles with those guys, you know, from Green Bay. So, yeah, amazing.
So, Mark, when you look back on that, what are your favorite memories just of your tremendous career?
You know, just the excitement. I really the excitement in the stands. There, I love calling games because you know, for the people that weren't there, I wanted to just deliver that excitement. But I really enjoyed, like I said, those Thursday night Class B semifinals where I don't know O'Connell Falls or Wautoma or
Reidsville.
Know,
I remember Reidsville was a really good team,
and it would be. Yeah. Their time in the big city before the really big city, and they made the most of it. I remember that. We were talking games and moments in the old barn, and, I mean, the GB Northern Illinois game in 91, John, where they wrapped up their first NCAA tournament, winning the MCC title.
Mark,
the place was – the roof came off. That it was so loud.
Mark, I talked about that
one. That game I'll never forget.
I talked about that game on this show, I think, Thursday or Friday, that was one of the greatest sporting events I've ever been at in my entire life was that night at that game at the arena.
One of those signature sporting events I've covered in Green Bay over my years. Yeah, for sure. That was a milestone moment, no question.
Yeah. What about as far as, Mark, in looking back, what has changed that you found in covering sports, high school-wise?
Here's what alarmed me more than anything else. When the WIAA membership actually took a vote regarding NIL money for the high school level last year, I go, wait a minute. This has got to stop somewhere because it's nonsensical. That scares me. And again, the ends to the means. We played to play. I think some of the kids I'm saying now that know they're moving on now are looking at NIL money, you know, and they're going to make more as an incoming freshman than I'm going to make in 5 or 6 years. Yeah. You know, this, you know, it's just a little bit out of hand to me. Scary.
Yeah, totally agree.
You know, so what are you doing now, Mark? I see you in a couple games. Are you still into it, or are you kind of?
No, yeah, I want to get to a couple of games. I caught the GB women wrap up their conference title on Saturday. That was a blast.
I bet.
I pop in around. I went to a couple of high school games. You know, the ESPN kid, Rob Demoski's kid over at De Pere's, really good player. Went to see him play. So yeah, I pop around and plus, I want to just stay in touch with the coaches, the ADs, and the people at the universities and high schools that, you know, I needed to help me get in the door to set up my gear. That was the other thing I remember about the arena, John. One quick story. You know, we used to haul those UHF, you know, remote MARTI equipment with antennas, and there was that little alcove building behind the arena next to that old Hall of Fame building they had, and I had to climb up on the roof of that, about an 6-foot climb, to set up an antenna, and then run coaxial cable from that antenna on the roof outside all the way down to the middle of the court floor just to set up. It would take me all afternoon to set up for those.
I would watch you head out of the station with all that gear in the middle of a snowstorm, in the middle of a blizzard.
Yeah.
And I think God bless you, Mark Daniels, for doing that.
Yeah, the network boys have all their grips and, assistant producers and everything else to do all that for them.
Yeah. Well, Mark Daniels, great having you on. Like to have you on more. We'll talk whatever sports you'd like to talk about. But
whatever, yeah.
Congratulations on a tremendous career, and let's just keep it rocking one way or another. Okay, buddy?
All right, we'll stay in touch. See you, John. See you, Jim.
All right, take care,
Thanks
Mark.
So much. Mark Daniels, legendary sportscaster from Green Bay, 750 games. And I bet it's more. I bet it's close to 1,000 games he's done. So I just think that's so cool.
Incredible.
All right. See, whenever Todd leaves the cockpit, something happens there. Wow, Todd, you're never allowed to leave, Todd. Todd, have we told you that?
It's opening the door for our next guest.
Yes.
So Kimberly's here.
All right. Talk who we got next, Todd.
Coming up, Kayla Parent. I believe her last name is Parent. I didn't have a chance to ask her. She's from the Forge Restaurant. She is coming in this morning to talk about the Fox Cities Restaurant Week, which is going on right now.
Love it.
Yep.
So then who else we got coming on today?
Later on, Chandler, I think it's Weiss. Is
it
that right?
It is.
I look forward to this. Well, I met him the night I did the Respect for Law Enforcement banquet.
He got a nice scholarship.
Yeah. Yep.
And Donna from Captain's Walk Winery Inn with the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick.
Love it. Great way to start off a week. Mino and the Mayor, back after this.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WSS in Appleton. And Oshkosh, and joining us right now, one of Appleton's entrepreneurs, Kayla Perrin, the Forge Restaurant. It is Fox City's Restaurant Week. Hello, Kayla.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you know you're going to come into this studio, be on the radio, and be quizzed on Cornettis?
I had no idea we were going to talk about Cornettis today.
You passed.
Thank you.
What is Cornettis?
So they are a famous roll from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Oh.
Yeah.
They had like a harder shell kind of, and the inside would melt in your mouth.
Yes.
Wouldn't it though?
So I don't know if it's a little cannoli. I was asking her about it. I never heard of it.
Yeah, a little cannoli, but a combination between that and the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a dinner croissant.
From Vintage Rolls.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Then my mom, whenever I'd come through, and you're from Iron Mountain.
I'm from Iron Mountain, yes.
When I would drive through Iron Mountain, I'd stop at Hardee's.
Absolutely.
And because there's a long drive between Iron Mountain and Nagani with nothing, zero in between. And I'd get that, and I'd buy my mom some Cornettis and a nice coffee cake.
They had delicious cookies as well.
And they had phenomenal. It was a great little Italian bakery in Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it's restaurant week. Actually, your restaurant, this is interesting. I'm kind of glad. I think people can learn from this.
Yeah.
You are at the Forge Kitchen and Parlor. You're in the DoubleTree.
Correct.
And I think sometimes people think only people in the hotel eat at the restaurants. And
you're
really making an effort to expand your local base.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a common stigma around restaurants and hotels. They are open to the public. We encourage you to come in. Our menu is fantastic. And we're right in downtown Neenah. The door is on the main street. So anyone is encouraged to come in anytime and see us.
Now, Restaurant Week is kind of put together to promote restaurants, and this time of year it might be a little bit slow.
Yes.
So I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah.
What kind of things are the customers to look for? Where are there specials going on? You're featuring new meals?
Yeah. So Restaurant Week is a compilation of some of their specials featuring the chef's specialties, all at a decent price point to try and encourage people to try new restaurants they may not have thought to try before.
Great point.
Yeah.
I like it that you know, we do stuff like this in Green Bay. Oshkosh is really great at getting their groups together.
They are.
I think it's awesome that you guys are working in conjunction with each other instead of, you know, your rivals. I think it's awesome when groups like yours come together for something like this.
Me too. Share the love and make sure you buy local.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got a big thing going with local brewers. And everything like that.
In fact, Old Bavarian Brew House, which is part of Restaurant Week, is actually part of the Mino and the Mayor craft pick as well.
That's right. So,
that's right.
Oh,
and you've
great.
Got 12 participating restaurants, or maybe you have more. I got 12 on the list here. How do people find out about this, the hours, the specials?
So go online. There's going to be, everyone's specials are posted online. Fox City's Restaurant Week. Everyone has their menu on there, when they're serving, their price points. So that's a great resource for what to expect for this restaurant week.
I'll just run through them real quick here. Stone Arch Pub Brew, or Brew Pub, I'm sorry. Stone Arch Tide House?
Yes.
Okay. Osario's Latin Fusion?
Yes, delicious.
Ginger Roots?
Yep.
Ginger Roots? Spats?
Spats, yes.
OB's Brew House? Bra House?
Yep.
B-R-A-U?
I think it's Brew House.
Brew House?
Yep.
Parker John's, all three Fox Valley locations?
Correct.
Mondo on the River.
Oh yeah, they're good.
The Forge Kitchen and Parlor.
They're great.
We're the best. Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you
the best.
Fratello's, the Melting Pot, and Fox River Brewery.
Yes.
Fratello's is awesome too.
Fratello's, you can't beat that view.
And how long has Spats been in business? That restaurant. I mean, you may not know,
goodness,
but
yeah.
I mean, I remember as a young, you know.
They've been there for a long time. They're a staple of downtown.
Yeah.
We, you know, obviously we love Green Bay.
Sure.
But we love the Valley. I mean, we come to Oshkosh, and Jim and I are just like, we love this town. And the same thing with you guys. Excuse me. And we have the Chamber of Commerce come in. And we tell them how great it is how you people all work together to promote, you know, your competitors, but you all come together to promote a great cause of the community.
Yeah, it's so nice to see. It really is.
Yeah, Milo Music has received an award for the best event in Wisconsin last year. But that is that's a good example of how your community works.
Yeah.
You know, because like Johnny said, they are kind of competitive. But at the end of the day, you know, it's one of those, you know, rising tides raise all ships.
And we support each other.
Yeah,
yeah,
you do.
Which is incredible to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When does this kick off? Is this week?
It started.
It started.
Yeah, we're ready. We're live.
Okay.
What's the best thing you'd say about your place?
Yeah.
I mean, you have nice things to say about all these other ones.
Of course, give yourself
a little pub here.
So our smash burger is phenomenal.
Okay. You got me there. You don't have to say anything more. Right. We'll just go with that.
Why don't you pass one of them down that you brought?
Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd.
Yep.
Hey, Todd. Once again, fail.
Yeah.
Fail on your part.
Yeah. When people, we're always excited when we have someone coming in from the restaurant.
Yeah.
We expect a little
sometimes
something.
They bring a little soup.
And Todd is like.
Well, but here's the thing. She's filling in today for someone else because of some other stuff. So she.
Whatever.
Yeah. She didn't.
You got to come back.
I will say.
I will come back with samples. Don't you worry.
No.
And a Cornetti.
Yes.
And a Cornetti.
The smash. No, we're kind of on diets too. So we're just. But the smash burger sounds good. What else you got there?
I mean, as long as you each have a quarter of the burger, that fits right within your diet.
That would not happen.
Okay, we'll go with that.
So we also have Chef Marco is incredible. He makes his own tortillas for homemade tacos. So we have street tacos every Tuesday rotating.
Tuesday tacos.
Yes. And some really exciting news. We were talking about breweries earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The Forge is now serving their menu at Lion's Tail Brewery right next door.
Oh, cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, so
that's
you can grab a flight, order one of our burgers, and sit and enjoy it at the brew house. Yeah.
You know what's really fun?
And again, working together, right?
Working together, exactly.
You know what's fun is when you find a new, like Jim and I were at Badger State Brewery.
Oh, so good.
Friday night. Great, great place for wrestling. We had a great time.
For wrestling.
For pro wrestling. We had a great time. It was awesome.
The guy, I just want to say that I haven't been to pro wrestling, I don't know, 25 years probably. And those where they, the floor that they're on is kind of like a trampoline. And Johnny introduced the first guy and he was kind of big, right? 2-something?
Yeah.
220. So he's
191.
191. He's walking around and I couldn't read because he was jumping up and down.
Okay. I have to, okay.
But okay.
I have to make a confession.
Did you let the rope go?
No, while you were reading, I was behind you jumping up and down.
Oh, it was you? Oh, I couldn't. I thought it was like, I turned around, I'm like, dude. Oh.
And show the people laughing?
Because that's, yeah, I heard them laughing. And it's like a trampoline.
Oh,
and
that's hilarious.
I was almost lifting him off the ground.
Oh, man, I'm trying to read. It's just a card, going, but yeah, I don't.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't read that thing, but yeah, that was anyway, it was fun. That is a fun place.
Yeah.
Like your place and so many. They just got a great
vibe. But anyway, yes. So I was super thirsty because we had unbelievable fish before the thing, catfish. But it was really kind of spiked, but it was great. So I was just super thirsty.
Ooh.
So I told the guy, I said, can I get a beer? And he said, what kind? And it's like, you got 100 beers, you know?
There's so many to choose from.
And I said, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just really thirsty. Cold. Something light, something that'll kind of quit. And he gave me, it's this citrusy, and it's like.
Ooh.
Yeah, you liked it.
I so wish I remember, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
But it's really cool when you go to a place like that. And you said about the flights where you taste something you've never tasted before.
Right. And is that something that the young kids these days call crushable? Was that a crushable beer?
We're a little bit older than
you. We'd have to call our kids.
We
do not know that.
I had to ask somebody your age in an elevator yesterday how I turn off my Bluetooth.
Yeah. Oh, did they have the answer?
Yeah.
Good.
Fantastic. But they said it's complicated, too.
It is complicated.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So we got to look into this because if it was a plastic glass, it would have been crushable. But I don't think that's what they're saying.
Yeah, what is crushable? I don't know that term.
It's like crushed cool. It.
Really good?
Really good.
Yeah. I love that. It was crushable.
It was crushable.
Wow.
Wonderful.
I like this.
Teaching you something new today.
So what do you do there, Kayla?
I'm the director of sales.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah. Good. So I sell the event space, corporate rates for big companies like Triber next door. And
awesome.
Anyone coming to the Neenah area.
Where are you located?
We are on 123 East Wisconsin, so right on the main drag.
Okay,
there.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
You guys have really done a good job with that city.
They're really, really growing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh man,
good leadership there, and it's just it's quaint yet it's growing.
Right.
Where else have you worked in your career since leaving Iron Mountain?
Oh my goodness, all over the Wisconsin region. I was in Stevens Point for several years at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Convention Center.
So this has always been your niche, huh?
Hospitality is my niche. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
She's crushing it.
I was just going to say, is there any other hotel? Everybody knows that hotel in Stevens Point. Is there anything else?
There's nothing else. It's just the hotel.
Everybody stayed there who lives in Wisconsin.
Of course.
I know the one you're talking about.
It's the only one there. But
I actually moved to Stevens Point from Iron Mountain and worked at a radio station.
What?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Yes, Muzzy. I worked for Muzzy. I was an account rep. And
were you on the air?
I was on the air. Yes.
Did you do a show?
No.
What'd you do?
But I would love to someday. So keep me in mind
Todd?
For later.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're hiring. So yeah.
We are.
Fantastic. I'll leave my resume as I leave.
Please do. Wow.
Yeah.
Although I'll be honest with you, you'd be the only local radio person driving a Cadillac.
That's true.
Right. We'd have to change that. You have to downsize.
I'll borrow my fiance's car. I'll be low key.
Todd, I gotta say something. I don't know. This is borderline, but I'm gonna say it anyway about Jim the other night.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we go to the homeless shelter.
Yep.
And there's a line.
I work there. She looked at me to pick him up. She doesn't know me. I never met her.
You picked him up there, or
we went there to eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Or to meet the people.
The guy, the chef who was making the catfish, and John likes catfish, so I said, come in here, Ezra would like to show you his catfish. He used to work at a place downtown.
I love it.
Wonderful.
So,
But we pull up, and there's the line of people waiting to get in.
Oh, no.
And he goes, I hate pulling up in front of them in my BMW.
I do.
Feeling a little guilty right now. Oh, boy.
Okay, thanks, John, for sharing that. How is the economy, we worry about that. Is business, tell me from your perspective. I mean, you're on the front lines.
It's always slow this time of year.
Right. And that's why we're doing this.
So it's great you're coming up. Yeah.
Exactly. But this, it kind of ramps up for the summer, spring. You'll see so many tournaments coming to the area that bring folks from out of town.
Right.
So this is like the lull period. Yeah.
And that's why it's great that you have these specials and trying some new features.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that one of the best promotions for restaurants is the weather.
It really is.
It's nice out. Let's go out.
It is, right. You want to get out of your house you're not nervous about being so cold that your fingers will fall off.
Well, and that's even Jim and I, we had vowed to go to a lot more sporting events this past season than we did. But once you're home and it's wind chill is 16 below and you and you're on your couch.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm it's, not and, leaving. Yeah.
The problem is the tickets are on the table. We yes. already bought the tickets, but, it's like, but you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not an old guy thing, is it?
No. Not at all. Not at all. No.
So tell me about your radio career on air.
Oh, yes. So.
What was, did you have a different radio name or anything? Or?
Well, I did play roller derby and I had a.
Whoa!
I had a different name there.
Did you play roller derby was just on
we
here.
We just had.
Yes.
Oshkosh. Was it Friday?
Oshkosh.
On Thursday.
Pat Tracy.
Yep.
Thursday. You played roller derby.
I was Kalicious the Vicious, number 906.
Kalicious the Vicious. I love that.
We gotta, okay. I don't want to sound like a creepy guy, but you got to send us a picture.
I absolutely will.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, my wrestler was, what was his name? Psychopath something. You know.
Oh, your guy. Yeah,
oh, yeah
my
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, so how was that? I mean, they used to be really popular, right?
Yeah, and I'm...
Did you ever see the movie Kansas City Bomber with Raquel Welch from 1972?
No.
You got to watch it.
I will have to watch it.
All right.
Get some inspiration.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just this pleasant, smiley, happy girl, and everyone's like, how are you going to play roller derby? You're going to tell everyone, oh, sorry, oh, sorry. And I did.
Wow.
But did you hit people?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I guess you
took
played.
On my aggression, knocked them down, and I would say, oh, sorry, every time.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's
you
awesome.
I look like a roller derby
Thank you.
Girl.
Yeah.
I just, dude.
Okay, can you stick around?
Alter egos.
We got a quick break.
True, right?
Alter egos.
That's why we're here.
Wow. This is, we're talking to a roller derby person. Do you ever hear Jim Croce's song, Roller Derby Queen?
Yes, I have.
Todd, can
I'll
we
find
come
it.
Back?
I'll
would
find
you
it.
Please play Jim Croce, Roller Derby Queen?
Wow. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Kayla Perrin, the Forge Restaurant, Fox City's Restaurant Week. Talking a lot more about it when we come back right after this.
Come and see us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. They wrote that song after me?
Yes.
I think they did.
Maybe.
Jim Croce, Roller Derby Queen, 1972. 72, Todd? 72. He died in 73. So I think it was 72.
All right, let me check.
All right.
But we're promoting the Forge Kitchen and Parlor for Restaurant Week.
Yes.
In Appleton, but we're very intrigued by the fact that you were a Roller Derby Queen.
Yes.
How did, like Johnny asked before we went to break,
what was it called to mom and dad?
So... I moved to a new city. As we discussed, I'm from the UP, Iron Mountain. I moved to Stevens Point, and I'm a very social person.
So
I thrive on people and being around people. I went to a 4th of July parade, and there they were, these roller derby queens.
In Stevens Point?
In Stevens Point, okay. Yes. They were handing out flyers, join roller derby today. And I was just enamored with them, and I had always wanted to try the sport, so I joined.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. So they were just skating down the parade, handing out literature to people they thought might have an interest like you.
Yes. Yep.
Do you still do it?
Wow.
No, I don't. I had to retire.
Did you ever get hurt?
Yeah, that's why I retired.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes, I got a concussion once, and then I started, every time I got hit, I would be affected. So I was recommended to stop playing.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Todd said it was released in 1973. Thank you, Todd.
Is it still going on in Point, the team that you skated for?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
The Mid-State Sisters of Skate.
Well, Todd, okay, what was Pat talking about in Oshkosh?
There's going to be a match at the arena down there coming up in a couple months.
Oh, yeah. And there is a team in the Fox Valley.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Awesome.
They're awesome. They're all awesome.
Did you think of maybe after the concussion trying out for what, Starlight Express?
It did cross my mind a few times.
What's Starlight Express?
It's a great theater show on roller skates. It's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, yes.
It really is. Okay.
I mean, and I love the theatrics.
I'll bet you any money.
God, you ever heard of Starlight Express?
No. I know it.
Bail me out here, right? Hasn't everybody?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Alrighty.
I've got your back.
Well, I just thought, I'll bet you any money, I will bet you any, that there are some people in that play that were in roller derby.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, thank
Todd,
you.
Todd, can we do a quick poll? Quick poll.
Actually, our texts are down this morning.
Okay.
Lucky about that one. All right. Kayla, tell us again, you're a spokesperson for the Forge. Go ahead and give yourself a great little pub.
Yes. Forge Kitchen and Parlor. Stop in anytime. We're open every night at 5 p.m. Mondays are our Smash Burger special.
Tell me
so
a Smash Burger.
In.
I've had a tell your Smash Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it.
So you smash that patty down. Get it all nice and greasy, cover it in cheese and comeback sauce. You've got yourself a winner.
Nice.
And it's in the DoubleTree. I think you should mention that too.
Yes.
People may not, you know, you look at the hotel and how inviting you are.
There's that stigma
there. Right. Mm-hmm. And how inviting you are to the community. So, yeah we got to get there.
And
I've spoke there for different events at times.
Did you?
Yeah.
Come back.
Yes. I would love to. I'd like to come back for a smash burger.
Okay. Yeah.
Monday, that's today.
That's today.
I would do that.
Well, the first one's on the house because I didn't bring samples. So
I have a doctor's physical today. I probably shouldn't have a smash burger.
Not before that.
Afterwards. Maybe once you pass that.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
What are your hours? I got to teach till 8. What are your hours?
So every night open 5 to 10. Bars open till 11.
Nice.
I could make it.
We could do that sometime.
Yeah, we will.
I would love that. I really would. I think it's great. We mentioned this before and all of our communities, but Appleton just really makes a very concerted effort to make sure you guys are all in have a team. You almost all have the same goal,
right?
To accomplish it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with a even your downtown association, your visiting convention, we're kind of a smaller staff, which
but you get things done.
They really do, and they were the Chamber of the Year, which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We like celebrating that.
Yes, yeah.
Just want to read through them one more time here. Stone Arch Pub Brew, Stone Arch Tide House, or Teed, one of the two. T-I-E-D. Todd. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Osario's Latin Fusion. Osario's Latino
Fusion. Me gusta
fusion.
Muy mucho.
All right. You had to go. You had to show me up on that. All right.
Lo siento.
I had Spanish at Nagani.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sí.
Iron Mountain as también.
Oh, very good. Muy bien. ¿Qué hora es?
Continue.
Spats. Obie's Brew House. Parker John's. All three Fox Valley locations. Mondo on the River. The Forge Kitchen and Parlor, which is yours.
Absolutely.
Fratello's, The Melting Pot, and Fox River Brewing. Great
Delicious.
Stuff.
All
great
of them
place.
Are great.
And that's for the whole month?
No.
Nope.
Oh,
only until.
Week.
Yep.
All the participating restaurants are offering special 3-course menus at a discounted price with local chefs showcasing their culinary skills in this delicious event.
That's fun for the chefs, too. I mean, they really get to try some stuff.
Show off a little
they
bit.
Do. Oh, yeah. They,
yes.
They did this in Oshkosh, as Johnny and I said. We went down there and they brought samples. But it was amazing what they all brought. Remember that?
Was that the cannoli?
Mm-hmm.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. It was.
That was unbelievable.
It just was.
Unbelievable.
It just was.
Well, now I have something to live up to.
Yeah, you do.
Next time I'm bringing a cannoli.
Well, next time, no. We'll just bring the smash burger. We're good with that. Don't try to copycat. Do your own thing.
We'll support it.
Hey, is it kind of ironic that the president of the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce is also a Mountaineer?
No way.
I don't think. Oh, the president is?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, she went to. Yeah.
Laura is not the president. You know that, right?
It doesn't matter. I'm just. why do people mess up my story?
We have a lot to talk about, Laura and I.
But she went to Iron Mountain for 2 years and Escanaba for 2 years because her family was in the motel business.
Amazing. Yeah. A woman of my own heart.
Thank God I was here for you, Kayla.
Thank you. Thank you,
Kayla
for being
Perrin,
here for me.
The Forge Restaurant at the DoubleTree in Neenah, Fox City's Restaurant Week, and she's a roller derby queen.
Hey. Whoop, whoop.
Phenomenal. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Can I borrow your caddy one day?
Anytime.
Thank you.
FoxCity'sRestaurantWeek.com.
.com.
Okay. Nice. We're there.
Thanks for being
you.
Here. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.